Message number 1304. Those who exalt themselves before me but speak evil of others will be cut off from me. Sunday, January 4, 2015 at 16:00. My dearly beloved daughter, if a man who does not believe in me or my word and who is given the gift of discernment comes to me and asks me for my help and my mercy, I will redeem him and give him salvation. If a man who knows me but betrays me then comes to me and tries to defend his actions, I will cast him away, for he has committed the worst sin. My greatest enemies are those who were blessed with the truth but whose pride makes them believe that they are privileged to act in my name. I was betrayed by one of my own when I walked the earth, not by those who did not know me. The same will always be the case until the time of the great day. Those who exalt themselves before me but speak evil of others will be cut off from me. Those who are cut off from me because they reject me but who finally turn to me will be saved first. Be careful when you proclaim that you are of me, for the wise man will love me irrespective of the graces he receives. He will never boast of his holiness, his devout life, or his understanding of my word. Pride is the downfall of those who believe their knowledge of me is greater than others. It is those who come to me as little ones whom I bring closer to my sacred heart. These are the souls who love me unconditionally and who do not feel the need to display their love for me so that others will admire and look up to them. It is the man who leaves all in my hands when he speaks the truth who brings me the souls I desire, not the man who feels he deserves great accolades for doing so. The evil one gains entry into the souls of those whose opinion of their own greatness in my eyes surpasses any love which they may have for me. He then uses these souls so that by their cunning they will spread falsities in my name. The sin of pride is the main cause of every conceivable sin against me. You must strive always to fight the temptation to betray me when you believe that any knowledge of my holy word gives you the authority to voice your opinion as to how God works in his plan of salvation. Only he who is above all has the right to do this. All souls must bend on one knee before him and not stride ahead to do what they believe to be his holy will, if this means insulting any living souls in his holy name. Listen carefully to what I tell you now. If you have betrayed my word or the truth, you must ask me to rid you of your iniquities, for you will not be given the time you think you have to seek solace in my divine mercy. Your Jesus.